What a refreshing brand of baseball they have been playing. Also refreshing to see them finally move on from DJ LeMahieu. The Yankees have righted the ship here the last few days. See if they can keep going tonight, BT. But nice to see Jazz back at second. DJ LeMahieu being cut. Moves we have screamed about for weeks, if not years, as it pertains to LeMahieu.
Prayers answered. I don't know how else to say it when it comes.
Fix your hat there. You get a little.
Oh, sorry. When it comes to DJ. Oh, what was it? That's all right. I would say this. When you have the reaction that I did in the car when I saw that DJ was DFA'd, I think that tells you all you need to know about what the Yankees kind of morphed into from what they were. And I don't just mean the championships, which obviously is the central part of this, but the lack of tolerance for either a lack of performance or whatever it might be. And back in the day, it was a no-brainer. All right, this guy's not getting the job done. Here's the cut the check, get lost. And now, while I appreciate the move for sure, and it was well overdue, and it was necessary, and it's the right thing for the future and the direction of the Yankees, the fact that they did it still surprised me in real time when I was at a stoplight. And I don't think I was alone. I don't think if for every 100 Yankee fans that saw the text or the tweet or heard the air or on the air with Tiki and Sean, whatever it may have been, I would think that 75-80% were like, wow, they actually did it. I don't think it was the opposite. That's
exactly what I said. You know? Wow, I couldn't believe
yes.
it. They finally did it. Happy about it, but it was actually shocking that they did it when they did it. But it's a good thing for the Yankees. You were just talking about yesterday, ripping LeMahieu because he wasn't happy. Like
I did.
It just got to a point where they knew there was nothing they could do with him. Once you make that decision to move him off of second base, which was maybe the one spot that he could play, and he couldn't even play that, but maybe the one spot, like, that's it. There's no room for him. Are you trying to win games or what? What are we doing with this roster here? So the Yankees trying to clean up the mess a little bit, trim the fat, and now you know they're going to go get a third baseman. For me, it would be Nolan Arenado. I know that that's not going to be realistic. They don't like Arenado. I think that's part of the Yankees' issue. Like, they're not out of the woods yet. Yeah, I think the Yankees are going to win the division. I said that. I still think that they're, look at their offense right now. It's lethal with that lineup, with Dominguez being leadoff, Bellinger hitting the way that he's been hitting right now. So the Yankees lineup is set. I don't think they need another big bat. I want another solid ball player, and I worry that Cashman and company are going to go after the wrong type of player. Too many strikeouts, which maybe in the postseason could hurt them a little bit.
Listen, Sal, the danger of going for a player like that, okay, don't get me wrong. If it's like Suarez or somebody, there's going to be excitement, and listen, maybe he comes here and he does what Cespedes did for the Mets or what David Justice or Cecil Fielder, to a lesser extent, did for the Yankees back in the day. And some other names you could throw in, but just to keep it moving, maybe that happens, right? But when you go out there and one of your prized mid-season trade acquisitions is a power source, well, there's no guarantee that that's going to play in October. I mean, he could very easily, I mean, anybody could go right. 1-for-20 with a bunch of whiffs. But when you are a free-swinging power hitter who is susceptible, and the numbers back it up, McMahon, Suarez, they all strike out a million times. It's ridiculous, the strikeout rate. There's no other value that they're bringing to the table, especially since neither one is particularly fast. And, you know, McMahon's actually a very good fielder. Suarez is not.
That's the one thing that would...
He could play defense.
Yeah, right.
All the numbers support that.
So at the bare
that.
Minimum, you're getting defense there, and you're getting a bat that's better than Peraza.
Correct. But you need something that you know is still transferable in October, provided the power bat doesn't play, which for a lot of people, it doesn't even play for Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
You know, you think about this half the time. He's going to play for some guy who just came from Colorado or from, you just don't know.
Which is why you want to offset potentially some of the drop in performance for Judge, which is unfair to ask of him to do what he's done in the regular season in the postseason. And maybe one year he will do that. But even if he falls off a little bit, you're still going to need some balance in that lineup. It can't be just Judge and a bunch of power hitters that could strike out Jazz. You want to throw him in there. You know, who knows with Bellinger or Stan. I know Stan's been a good postseason player, but I just feel like he hasn't been pitched to the proper way. Or maybe teams are figuring out, hey, we'll let him beat us, and he has at times. But I'd rather more of a balance, especially at the bottom of the order. The thing that I'd value, you mentioned it before, you look at the Yankee team, all of a sudden, they have an excellent defensive team. Goldschmidt at first, Jazz at second, Volpe at short, Peraza at third, Judge in right, Bellinger in center. Now you get to, you know, Dominguez in left. That's where you worry, but you can move Bellinger to left and have Trent Grisham out there in center. So you have pieces that could be excellent defenders. That's what I would prioritize. A little bit of an upgrade offensively over Peraza, but a better defensive player at third. Either way, the Yankees now are heading in the right direction here, trimming the fat, finally moving on from DJ LeMahieu.
It's good to see. And listen, they've become very lefty-reliant, very lefty-laden in terms of, you know, bats, which is the exact opposite of what they were a couple of years ago, which was something else I was screaming and shouting about Brian Cashman. I'm like, how do you have a fence 314 feet away down the right field line and have to go out and get a Gallo, like make the Odor? Remember
Rougned Odor.
Like Brett Gardner at one point was the main source of power for a year or so as a lefty. I'm like, man, that is criminal. Like you've stopped being the Yankees. You've gotten away from the blueprint of being the Yankees. So I say all that because I'm going to present something else that I would be amenable to. I don't know if they would. I don't know if you would, but I want your first reaction. All right? Because the other day when I said sell, it was the DJs and the Grishams and
Goldschmidt.
I mentioned Goldschmidt. Now, Goldschmidt's a righty. He's still hitting 290. Had a couple of good at-bats last night going to right field with two strikes. There's still value, and he's a terrific fielder. If you can't get a great third baseman or one that you really value, but you can get an outfielder with contact, speed, and plus defense, would you be open to trading Goldschmidt to a contender, putting Bellinger at first base, putting Dominguez at center, and the outfielder in theory that I'm talking about somewhere else?
I'm not moving Dominguez because I just don't know. Like, I'd rather move Dominguez to DH. I'd rather move on from Stanton and have DH where you could have Dominguez there, or if you want Rice in that lineup in some kind of platoon, if you want to do that with Goldschmidt, I think that they're okay with that. I don't think you need to force him in there every day. I'm not moving Dominguez to center field at this particular point. I need to see it first. Now, they would know more than we do. I know you could say it's a natural position, but the way I've seen him play left, I can't imagine he's going to play center, and I wouldn't be messing with that now. I just leave him in left, worry about the bat. If I'm going to move Dominguez anywhere, it would be to DH. And maybe you have a platoon there, but then you would lose a leadoff hitter. Who's going to be the alternative leadoff hitter if it's not Dominguez in that lineup?
Could be Ben Rice when he plays. Yeah, it's not perfect, and it might still not be perfect because Dominguez has not proven to be a right-handed hitter yet, at least a competent one. The only reason I bring this up is because they need to make a determination, like, what is Goldschmidt going to be the rest of the year? What happens?
What a bullcrap call. He didn't go around. We're watching the Met game here. He did not swing.
I think he foul tipped it. I thought he foul tipped it.
Whatever. All right, 2-2.
It was so sensitive with Soto. I think he foul tipped it in the catcher's mitt.
Maybe. All right. They pointed down to third. He struck out. No. They pointed down to third anyway. It was first and second, nobody out. I was just hoping Soto didn't bunt. And then the wild pitch got it to second and third.
How did they get first two guys on? Did you see?
Nimmo base hit, Lindor walk.
All right, Nimmo's playing well. That's a little curve,
Charlie Morton on the mound. Yeah,
Slider. He missed that by a mile. Listen, Soto's been really good, but that's a bad strikeout with second and third, nobody out.
Yeah, and plus I want Soto to do damage now when I'm here on the air with you.
Yeah, I'll take the strikeout. Ring him up!
Pete, that's what I was saying, Hoff, before. As long as he didn't bunt. I'd rather him strike out than bunt.
Stop!
No, I'm serious.
Why?
I don't want Soto bunting.
Wait, you'd rather him strike out than bunt? I mean, what if he pushes one past the pitcher? It's a base hit, it's first and third, and you're up 1-0. What do you mean?
I'd rather every single time Soto strike out than bunt first and second, nobody out in the first inning. I don't ever want to see Juan Soto bunt again. 15 years, you better never bunt again, big boy. I love you. Enough with the bunting. Once was too many, even though it led to the Nimmo Grand Slam. You can't be bunting in that spot.
How many times do you think, I have my number, how many times do you think Juan's gotten up since when you and I are on the air doing our show?
Probably at least 3 or 4. No.
I was going to say 5.
Okay, yeah.
I think today was about number 5. Is he 0-5?
I don't know, but
I don't know if he has a knock yet.
I don't recall him doing damage. By the way, check this out. Alonso with runners in scoring position, most homers, leading the majors with Cal Raleigh here. Pete Alonso.
And look who's third, Suarez.
You know, I said this yesterday on Baseball Night New York. You know, I love Juan Soto more than anybody, but it is clear. It's just in case you're joining us, I love Juan Soto. And there's a reason why, obviously. But Pete Alonso has clearly, by far, been the Mets' most valuable player to a point where I expect him when he comes up in this spot. He may not get the job done, but I expect him to do damage. Really haven't talked Mets, but we'll be keeping an eye on the Mets here.
A little Mets watch party
at BT and Sal, short off this afternoon here. The only reason why it's intriguing is because they got the first couple guys on in Baltimore here. But either way, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We're talking Yankees, of course. We got our eyes on the Mets, seeing what goes on in that game. Game one of the day-night doubleheader with the Orioles. Robert is calling from Spring Lake, New Jersey. What's up, Robert? Robert, you there? Okay, Steve is calling from Houston. What's up, Steve? You there?
I'd rather be chased by an alligator than a bear, for sure. So, Sal, you were talking about the S and Y numbers.
Yeah.
So July 4th, though, I have DirecTV. Come on, Petey.
I struck out. I know, man.
Yeah. All right, so
the slider.
But the S and Y numbers, Major League Network was playing the national S and Y feed. Do you think that might have played into it? Because when I went to my wife's cousin's at a market, I'm like, oh, okay, at least the game's on.
Huh.
But it was through that.
Now I don't know this, Steve. It's a good question.
The blackout rules.
Wouldn't that be MLB Network?
Yeah,
no, but it was using SNY's feed. So, like, there's been times when they'll have a national network or national broadcast, like last year about Casas would do it and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example, though. So, like, today, I can watch SNY game one. I can't watch SNY game two, but I can watch both Oriole feeds for game one and game two.
And where? Consuming them where? On the MLB app?
No. I'm DirecTV basis loaded package.
Remember, he's in Houston. You're in Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Right. So DirecTV. I'm out of market. Okay. That's the only reason I'm picking that up. And it was the SNY feed. And then last, let me ask you something. So Old Man Morton is on the mound. Did Hoff say he would want the equivalent of like a Morton right now, just eating up innings? But DJ, same thing. It's like it kind of hurts to watch him. Are they that scrappy, or is it just like, listen, you just got to cut ties. Sometimes your career is over. No disrespect to the man. The man is a great player. Just like Charlie Morton here is a great player. But do you really want to play with the Pirates? I don't want him on the Mets.
Steve, I'll tell you this. I'd take Charlie Morton, and thank you for the call.
Over DJ?
Oh, my
100%
God.
Me too. By the way, that's a bad job by the Mets. Second, third, nobody out.
Soto Alonso,
with
Winker.
Pete with a little pop-up Winker, deep shortstop. You got to cash at least one, hopefully two there. But
Charlie
Morton,
games
just started. Charlie Morton still, he is a crafty.
That guy, man.
He is hard to, he doesn't really put the ball, well, he can't put the ball in the middle of the zone because he throws basically 90 miles an hour. But he knows how to pitch. And, you know, with the way the Mets offense has been cooking, I you just need some innings.
Well, go ahead, Hoff. What Morton's bad numbers?
His ERA is 5.47 with a WHIP of 1.55.
Yeah,
he's spent.
He owns the Mets. I mean, he's pitched well against the Mets. I don't know his career numbers versus the Mets, but I feel like Morton has done the job against the Mets more often.
So you trade for him so that he doesn't?
No. Yet? I don't want him. I'm saying if I would take either of the two, I'd rather have Morton, who's just an arm that could eat some innings where you always want depth in the rotation. DJ LeMahieu, there's no value there. You gotta get over it.
Hold on. First of all, I didn't put myself back into the conversation. But now that you did,
you put it out there. You said you had the Mets to get LeMahieu.
I did. There is no value. You're right. You're getting him at the veteran minimum. You don't need to spend top dollar.
He's wasting a roster shot.
Charlie Morton is 50 years old.
Oh,
he's actually 42, but he's 50 years old.
Is he really 42?
Yes, he is 42.
Yeah, I think he was out.
And he's garbage. He's spent. He's got nothing left in the tank. He may pitch a good inning.
He just shut down your boy, Pete Alonso.
He struck out Soto. Yeah, he stinks.
You're right. You got both our boys right there.
I don't want Charlie Morton. The Mets need more help.
I'm not saying I want Morton, but the caller brought up the comparison of the two. If I had to, at gunpoint,
I agree with
if
you.
I had to pick one of the two to have on my roster, it would no doubt be Charlie Morton.
And for me, it's based on more what I perceive the Mets needs to be more than Morton is definitively better than DJ. Morton kind of stinks too, but I just think DJ's physically shot.
I'm not sure at gunpoint if there is a player.
What about a bear point?
Yeah. If it was Sal, the Bears about to eat you right now, you have to put one of these guys on your roster.
Uh-huh.
And LeMahieu was an option. Most likely, I'm taking the other option.
Mm-hmm. Even without knowing what it is.
Yeah. As long as we're talking like Major League, I'm not just saying like any.
Yeah.
LeMahieu is, it's over. I'm curious to see. I said this before he got cut. I don't think he's getting picked up.
I bet you he does. Somebody's going to pick him up.
And if he does, he'll last a week or two. Like, that's it. It'll be like, hey.
Someone's picking him up, Sal.
All right, yeah, they'll pick him up.
The Giants, the Dodgers, maybe the Mets. Somebody's going to pick him up. Toronto. Someone's going to grab him.
When he gets cut 2 weeks later.
Well, then it's officially over. But I actually think he's got a chance to play okay for, you know, once or twice a week. Obviously, if you go out and get DJ LeMahieu, it's not to play him every day. So I just needed him to be off the Yankees. Like, I needed a change of scenery for him and for us.
Yeah, but I think it's not that it's just he's not good enough for the Yankees. I don't think he's good enough, period. And Hoff's talking about the Mets. The Mets roster, there's no room at the inn here. They're trying to upgrade the roster, sure. Not for DJ LeMay.
No, that sounds like an old Mets move.
Again, they've brought up Travis Jankowski, Jared
he's out,
Young.
He's out.
I know, but I'm just saying, these are the moves they've made. So if you're going to do that, at least DJ LeMay, you know, over the past month, is batting .310.
And Jankowski can bunt, he can run, he can field.
He can run. I'm with Sal on that. Like, Jankowski can do more than DJ. He dropped out a great bunt the other night. He can run.
But LeMay, if you can't bunt, he can't field, he can't run, DJ, he can't hit.
Yeah, he can.
What's left?
He can. The past month, he's batted .310 and an OPS of .750.
How many extra base hits?
I think he has one.
He's got a lot of five hoppers the other way.
Come on, man.
A lot of soft contact, Hoffy.
Listen, compared to other guys that just strike out in a big spot, they just went 0-for-3. They just had...
Are you going to replace those guys, though?
I'm just saying, would I prefer feeling more comfortable with DJ as a pinch hitter in a late spot? Or if, for God forbid, it's Tyrone Taylor? I'm taking
what about
DJ LeMahieu.
What about Mauricio Urbiti?
Yeah, no. First of all, don't bring up Beatty. I'm not a Beatty guy. Beatty can go to hell.
What about
Beatty out of here, but you love LeMahieu.
But Beatty, I got to be honest. We go kiss Beatty's butt when he has 3 days of hits, but then we forget that he went 0-for-10 the past 10 games.
You're missing the point. It's not about Beatty or Mauricio or Acuna or Jankowski. It's about LeMahieu. Well, I'm still waiting. What does he do at this point?
He puts the bat on ball, and let me tell you something. In a primetime spot, I would trust him to get a contact hit if base runners are on.
Interesting hill to die on this morning, Hop. You woke up and chose violence, man. In regard to
you
DJ
never know
LeMahieu.
With this guy. You never know. And the crazy thing, he believes this.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's him.
He believes this stuff that he espouses about DJ.
Yeah, keep that crap on the overnight show. Don't bring it here.
Time now for the meat of the order for the Yankees last night. Now, the Yankees offense is starting to cook a little bit here, stabilized by Dominguez, top of the order. So for the purposes of this, the meat of the order, I'll go 1-6, and it was on. I mean, the Yankees banged out 13 hits in totality, but Dominguez with 3 more. You have Judge with the hit in the 2 ribbies. Bellinger, who's on a tear, a couple of hits for him. Stanton had the hit in the RBI. Jazz Chisholm, 2 bombs, 4 ribbies. And Goldschmidt with a nice 2-strike approach to right field late in the game. And he's still hitting .290. So that's what happened last night. Good stuff on the Yankees offense. When you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number call. Be very curious to see what type of lineup Aaron Boone throws out there tonight. I'm hoping it's the same thing.
It better be.
Yeah, I mean,
what are we messing around with?
Well, that's the other part of this. Not only Jazz back to second, not only DJ off the team, but also consistency from night to night. I got to believe guys like that. I'm not saying I know Boone's players better than he does, but you have to believe that players like to know their defined roles, and it's easier when guys are thriving in those roles. Dominguez in the leadoff spot. BT and I were just talking about this during the break, where I wouldn't worry about the right-handed stuff with Dominguez, even if it means having him lead off right-handed, whatever, fine. And even if it means, okay, against a tough lefty, you want to sit him, whatever. Oh, I'm fine with that. Like, figure it out. Although sitting him wouldn't make sense against a lefty because that would mean that Grisham's going to be in there.
But you try me, he's seen a little bit more. He's certainly better, you know what I'm saying.
Either way, point is, if I could understand against a lefty if you want to sit Dominguez, I wouldn't worry about his...
You mean against the righty? So it's not righty-righty? Not against the lefty.
Against a lefty where Dominguez would be righty.
Oh, I think you said from the... Gotcha.
Yes, okay. So, right. So I'm not worried about Dominguez from the right side, meaning that limitation of his game right now. I know that that's a concern. I'm more worried about the defense, even though it hasn't been that bad.
Yep.
I still think that those things could cost the Yankees more games than whatever deficiencies he may have from the right side. And maybe you hope he could figure it out from the right side eventually. I'm not sure where his best position is, because if they don't trust him in center, which is his natural position, and I don't think he's very good in left, which, again, in the postseason, a big spot, a ball gets hit right at you, goes over his head. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. We saw it change the Met game on Friday.
Everybody talks about
the Soto home run being the big momentum swing. Well, that doesn't happen if the ball before that doesn't go over the head of Dominguez.
I agree. And listen, the one thing, not every left field is created equally. Left field at Yankee Stadium is incredibly spacious, called Death Valley for a reason. Yeah, that's why you can... That's why I didn't really want... Remember the conversation we had about, well, we didn't... Before Soto left, and we didn't know what was going to happen. I was not an advocate for Aaron Judge moving to left field. As long as he's out of center field, that's fine. You got to get him off his feet. But when you play left field at Yankee Stadium, you're not off your feet. Now, obviously, Dominguez is 22 years of age. It's not a burst thing or a quick thing. It's just, I think there's more room to make more mistakes. So you can't really cover a deficient defensive left fielder in Yankee Stadium like you can, certainly in Fenway and maybe even in Citi to an extent. I don't know that there's a perfect answer, but I know this. Until they lose a game, roll out the same lineup, which is what you just brought up. And that's what I think Aaron Boone's going to do.
Especially
same exact.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Brian is in Bermuda. What's up, Brian?
Nice.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm a huge, huge fan. Just came in off the beach. I figured I'd give you a call. May or may not, Sal, be having a little sip of Surfside.
Love it. All the way in Bermuda. Oh, God bless you. Hey, where's
all
the invite?
I'm from Bridge.
Where's the invite? By a little BT and Sal show live from Bermuda. We'd be down for that.
How about that remote? Are you on a cruise? Did you fly or are you on a cruise?
We're from Bridgeport. We flew Connecticut. We flew out of JFK on Friday. We're at this Airbnb down here for 10 days.
That's awesome, man.
God bless you. That's great.
Right. Free Odyssey app. You got us hooked up. Thanks. Keep going.
Yes. So, hey, I got a lot in common with you, BT. My initials are BT. My better half is named Jen. She's over there by the pool. I'm half Irish, half Italian.
Oh.
And I too played at a high level of ball.
Oh, you may have played higher than me. I didn't play that
when
high.
When you say high level, please define that.
Oh, stop.
For us.
What is it? I want to hear it, actually.
The Greater Bridgeport Economical Co-ed Softball League in 1988-1989 for the St. Mark's.
If you didn't hit
900, you stunk.
Yeah, that's about on par with Maris. Go ahead.
Yeah,
purely tongue-in-cheek. Anyways, guys.
Beers in the parking lot kind of that.
Pretty much. But
I love it. I mean, if my back didn't hurt, I would be playing softball still. My Achilles, I wish I could.
Yeah. So, listen, Sal, I agree with everything you said about picking up a contact hitter. And, BT, I agree with you. They always got people out of position. They've been doing it for years, and they hang out for these guys too long. Mm. And I was definitely pleasantly surprised when they got rid of LeMahieu because I didn't think they would. I mean, going back to Teixeira, A-Rod, Donaldson, they just hold on to these guys so long.
Hicks,
almost to verify casting.
Gallo. Yeah. You know, and, dude, first of all, enjoy. Did you just get there? Do you have 9 more days, or are you in the middle of the vacation?
No. We're right in the middle. We come fly into JFK on Sunday. I can use a ride if you guys are in the neighborhood. But
Mitchell picked you.
Yeah, call Mitch in Fort Lee, and thanks for the call, Brian. We'll take the invite to Bermuda. We're not going to pick you up from the airport.
No. Mitch might, though. Yeah, that's awesome. So halfway through in Bermuda. Have you been to Bermuda, right? Have you been to Bermuda? Are you're an island guy, right?
To
an extent.
I'm not sure where it is. I've been to the Bahamas. Where's Bermuda?
Not far.
Is that, like, no, I don't think I've been there specifically. I've been to Aruba. I've been to the Bahamas.
I have not been to Aruba. But you haven't been to Turks, right?
I have not.
Turks is awesome.
I think we're going to plan a little trip in December for my wife's birthday.
Okay. Oh.
Maybe. Like the last week of the year, you know.
Spend Christmas there? Maybe have Santa meet you guys?
No, not Christmas, but New Year's, yes.
Okay.
That's
Christmas pretty cool.
Here. You know, Christmas is non-negotiable. My mom would kill me.
Like, oh, that's right.
Can't be away for Christmas.
You don't want to be away for Christmas,
I was just gonna say, nor would I want to be away. But New Year's is a different story.
Agreed.
So do Christmas Eve, do Christmas Day, have a couple of days, and then boom, away we go.
Because
New Year's falls on a Wednesday this year, New Year's Eve.
On a Wednesday. Okay, that's nice.
And then New Year's Day, Thursday.
We're off, and then one day, boom, and then we're off again.
Well, I'm assuming nobody's going to come in for the second.
It depends what the Jets and the Giants are doing. Well, remember I roped into that one?
Black Friday game? Jets.
Oh, what an idiotic. I was trying to do the right thing.
Our first year together. Oh, like, yeah, we're going to work Black Friday.
Yeah,
Jets,
we're
Dolphins.
All in. Let's go. Big game. It's the prime game. It's Friday. What, like 2 or 3 in there? We're like, yeah, we're coming in. Sounds like, really? I'm like, come on. We got to do it for the fans. What a season.
Timmy Boyle ended up spinning it that day.
113-yard interception back to the house.
But January 2nd, come on.
No, that's a layup.
And anyway, I don't think I've been to Bermuda. You definitely should go to Aruba. I'm going to check out at some point Turks and Aruba's just nice.
So is Turks. I mean, so is.
I looked up the difference.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, I've never been there either. I looked up the difference between Aruba and Turks and Caicos.
And
Aruba, I think, is more of like more things to do, whether it's nightlife a little bit, where
really?
Turks and Caicos more of like the zen, relaxing thing.
That's funny you say that, because now that we went to Turks pre-kids, early phase of marriage, and there weren't a ton of things to do. You're right. Like, we went and got some, the conch, which is, you get it right from the ocean, basically.
Yeah. The shell?
Out of the shell. Yeah. Oh, God, the seafood's phenomenal. Dude, you really can't go wrong with any of these places. Right. Let's be honest. You got a beach, you got some drinks, you got great weather, you got some restaurants, you're with somebody hopefully you want to be with.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're cooked, man.
I went to the Bahamas by myself once.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going through a breakup.
Wait, we have to.
I went through a breakup, and then I was like, you know what? I want to just go. I've always wanted to go. I wanted to go to the Atlantis because I heard forever it was like Atlantis.
Yeah,
Paradise
Atlantis. Yep. Definitely.
It wasn't as great as I thought it would be based off of what I heard. It was nice.
Yeah.
I remember going. I went to like Nobu by myself, but I went for a few days.
By yourself?
I know. Well, I've told you I was going through a little bit of a breakup.
How long ago was this? About
2015, 10 years ago. Actually, probably 10 years ago. No, it was in June, 10 years ago.
So you went in June. Now, a couple of months later, hopefully the Mets picked you up and perked you up with a World Series appearance. So that hopefully brought you back to life a little bit.
I remember not being impacted. Like, I just wanted to get away from everything.
It was that bad of a... Is this the one who was the Yankees for the Falcons fan?
No. It was another one.
All right. So you go to Bermuda and you stay at a hotel?
Yeah. Yeah. By yourself. It actually wasn't bad. You roll up to the bar, you have a beer. No, it was not.
Don't say you took the collar in Bermuda. That's a loser move, man. Come on, it's not a loser move.
I don't mean going there is a loser.
Going there is a different, unique, a little odd, but not loser. Going there with money coming in your pocket by yourself and coming back over is a loser move.
I know, but what I would say is Atlantis was not...
Here's the excuse.
Yeah, no, it just
very
was...
Very couples-oriented.
Yeah, it was more like family stuff than I thought.
Couples.
Bartenders,
bartendresses, like there's other waitresses.
Yeah, the bartender there was nice.
And casino girls, you know, there's other things to do.
Bartender was great. We talked a lot. He was a heat.
Talked a lot. Yeah. Hopefully he was a sports fan. Jeez, I never knew that one.
Jack is in Boonton, New Jersey. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Sal, do you realize where you live? Because I'm surprised that you're not aware of the bear population across northern...
He just got here, to be fair, Jack. He just got to where
we
are.
I understand.
A little over a year, and all I'm seeing from, because I follow now New Jersey 12. It used to be Long Island.
New Jersey 12.
Yeah, what was it on? News 12 Long Island. So I was familiar with that, so now it's New Jersey 12.
Local.
So I follow that, and every day there's a bear watch. Some kind of bears in somebody's backyard.
They don't even report it up there because the bear is just roaming around. It's part like behind rails, up in the mountains, Pyramid Mountain, all that. There's bear everywhere.
I feel right at home.
What you're saying, rails, the steakhouse?
Yeah, of course.
There's bears near there.
Up the hill?
Is it bears or bear?
I think it's just, I don't think you would, it's like ox, it's oxen. I don't know that you need the S. I would probably just say bear. There's a lot of bear,
I would say. I'm learning,
but
Jack.
But I don't know if that was right, actually.
Thank you, I really don't know if that's right.
We ran into a bunch of bears.
Yeah, I think it would be bears.
I would say bear. Now, without the S, I still think that might be pluralized, but I do admit on this particular one, I'm not 100. Well, Dove is great with this stuff.
So
Google says bears with an S.
Dude, Soto just hit a little nubber. Sorry to interrupt here.
Yeah, Soto, dude.
You better pick it up. First of all, he's a little nubber. No.
He's just one player of the month. Pick it up.
Because watch.
Let me watch.
He hits a little nubber here in a second.
Got it.
And guess what he's doing?
Is he jogging?
Yep. He's lollygagging.
Oh, Hearn
misses the bobbles it here.
Yep.
And then Soto picks it up. That's Holiday, not Hearn.
There's no way. He's out?
They called him safe.
They're reviewing this, right? Hold on. Ball in the...
He's safe. I mean, it's close.
Dude, that is just an egregious lack of want down the first baseline. That was not a bobble on a rocket where... Like, it actually... He better start running.
He's fortunate that he made it. Because that was a problem.
But to me, that shouldn't matter.
You got Lindor... No, I understand. I'm just saying he's fortunate that he made it. You got Lindor on base, Alonso up next. It'll number to second. You at least have to be running. And he was not running the full way through, because if he were, it wouldn't have been that close. Holiday bobbled that ball badly.
And number's the key word, because it was not a one-hop, you know, atom ball, like a rocket where, you know, quickly picked up and just fire a strike to first, get him by step. He was, now, what SNY should do, and they probably don't want to put a spotlight on a lack of hustle.
They're
good at this. They keep it real. So let me see him getting out of the box, and let me see him loafing, and then we'll see midway through the first baseline, about 45 feet down, he'll say, oh, maybe I got to start running. And
to be fair, we're not listening to the broadcast, obviously. They could be criticizing him. We're just watching it. But I was watching that in real time, and you could see... Ooh, nice.
What a play.
Who is that at short? That was a, Henderson? No, it's not.
That was
a terrific play right there by the Orioles shortstop on Pete to rob him potentially of a base hit. Anyway, Mets don't come up with a run there. But watching it in real time, I was annoyed that he hit a number. Then when I saw the Holiday boot the ball, I'm thinking, all right, good shape here. And then I saw that Soto was nowhere near first base. So I would say real time, me watching it, he was not hustling the way that he should have.
I love doing this stuff. I love having the games on because that's about two or three times now where you've just yelled and I kind of forget the game is on.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. No, I'm just kidding.
But Dove did say it is Bears.
Well, it is Bears, but it doesn't mean that you can't get away with Bear.
Actually, in Britain especially, they can say Bear.
Thank you.
But more common with an S.
But that's not the point. More common means you can if you elect to, but just not a lot of people do. But it's not unacceptable to do so. So basically, in a roundabout way, I was right.
Man versus bear. Could be multiple bear. Could be.
And it was. There was three. There was Honey Bear. There was, there was three. I almost said three bears. There were three bear. Now, there I would say three bears.
I'm not sure. On. Yeah, I think we.
But there were Honey Bump was one of them.
Honey Bump?
Yeah,
bear?
The mama. Honey That's bump. The other thing. If they were going to educate you on bears today,
yeah.
If you're going to run into a bear, hopefully it's a guy or it's a male.
Oh, the mama is worse?
Much more aggressive. Much. Protecting their young.
Right.
Oh, God, they will tear you to shreds if they think that mama bears, that's the motherly instinct. It's an amazing surprised. Real thing. Honestly, if they think that you're anywhere near a threat to their young, they will just destroy you.
Mets right now in the top of the fourth inning, scoreless game in Baltimore, game one of their doubleheader. Hoff, we're not going to get a Yankee lineup, I guess, not this early, but I was just curious to see.
Seems a bit early.
Yeah, one thing they usually come out, will we get here. It before we get off the air?
100%.
Before
I could even
two?
Check now. Yeah, we'll get it before two. Yeah, sure.
I forget sometimes between here and then going over to SNY where we see it there regularly. Ooh, did
Vientos
get it?
No, I don't have it yet. Ooh, Vientos just missed one.
Yeah, at least he hit a ball hard. I mean, that's a good sign, at least. Yeah. I'd be curious to see what the Yankees lineup looks like tonight after the success that they've had with the consistent lineup for the last couple of days. But either way, better days for the Yankees. And look, now, BT, the conversation is going to be largely, I know we've touched upon it in the last couple of weeks, but the conversation is going to be largely about what these teams are going to acquire. And again, they seem to be in the market for the same thing. If the Mets aren't in on a third baseman, I mean, that could be the one surprising thing. But if they're not in on a third baseman, at least the Yankees would have that to themselves. They're both going to be in on starting pitching, I would think, and both going to be in on bullpens prominently. And they'll be battling for, you know, at the trade market just like they were in the offseason.
Yeah, I remember saying that a couple of days ago. They very well might be going after the same target, which just, you know, intensifies and fuels the rivalry even more. Not that we need more gas. It's pretty heightened, which is good. Good for the city. So you've got, as you should, supreme faith in Cohen to just keep spending the money. Do you have more faith in Cashman or Stearns to deliver the true, I don't mean little tinkers or a little Band-Aid? Because I've got more faith in Cashman to deliver more meaningful players.
I think if you asked me a week ago, I probably would have sided with you. I believe now, after talking with Andy Martino, he was reporting this on Baseball Night in New York, I think the Mets are going to be aggressive. And they have a lot to work with here because they have, whether it's Beatty, whether it's Vientos, Mauricio, who knows, they have, or even some of the younger guys in the minors, it feels like they have more of a reserve to tap into to go acquire players. Plus, Steve Cohen and the Mets, I would believe, would be willing to take on more money than the Yankees. Now, I know Cashman's going to go swinging big. He always does that. He did it with Jazz a year ago.
Yep.
So I'd expect him to do that. But I think the Mets are going to be aggressive here where I think the Mets will have a bigger, I don't know about better, you know, we'll see how the results pan out. I think the Mets are going to have a bigger trade deadline than the Yankees. I also think that they need it more. Whereas the Yankees need they need bullpen help.
I mean,
and they need a third baseman.
Rotation is pretty thin, Dan.
Yeah,
Clark Schmidt out for the year. Cole out for the year. Lewis Hill hasn't thrown a meaningful pitch yet. Rodon worries you in the big spot.
Yeah, I understand.
Bullpen
stinks. The Yankees have an ace. They still have two high leverage guys in the back end of the bullpen. Mets need at least another one. I know Raley coming back. Whatever. I like the Mets lineup, and they're certainly the first three. You want to throw Nimmo in there for the first four. I think the Mets need they have no center fielder. The Yankees could get by with Peraza at third. The Mets cannot get by with Tyrone Taylor and Jeff McNeil in center field. They need... Now, again, I don't think the Yankees are going to get use Peraza. I think they're going to get a third baseman. The Mets have no center fielder right now. they need another bullpen arm or two, and they probably could use another starter. So both teams could use another starter. I think the Mets probably need one a little bit more just based on the Yankees have the ace.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Schlittler showing last night, the potential there, like, it's a nice power arm to have as a, you know, an option to fill in the back end of the rotation.
Yes. Now, it's funny. We had these conversations earlier, and you were a big Tyrone Taylor guy, obviously, defense, of course, and he's an elite defender. But I remember, like, when we were early stages of the Mets falterings this year before they rectified it, I'm like, there's just too many automatic outs. And that was the thing that worried me from a Mets perspective, not even the bottom third, but, you know, really those final four or five spots. And really, even before Nimmo got hot, it was even worse. But if Nimmo is back, and the top three guys do what they're supposed to do as highly paid superstars / stars, because I think there's varying degrees. Yeah, I don't know if Pete's a superstar, but whatever. Then why can't you get along and get by with somebody like Tyrone Taylor as an elite center fielder if the other big bats are ready to play ball for the rest of the way?
I just don't think he's an everyday player. I love him defensively, and I love him being a gamer. I mean, I guess you could live with him in the nine hole. I don't look at him as an everyday player.
What if Vientos was banging?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that that's a different story. Even with that, though, like, I look at Siri. I know you never liked Siri as much as I did. I look at Siri as an everyday big league player because he's got big league pop. At the very least, he may hit a .190, but you're batting ninth, and you're a legit home run threat every time you step to the plate.
And steal threat. He runs.
And you play gold glove defense, where Taylor is just... He's not a threat at all offensively. I like him.
I know you.
But there's now, by the way, Alvarez is going to come back at some point. I was going to say, if you have Torrens, who is not a threat at all, solid player, but he's not a threat. Taylor, not a threat. You know, throw in
McNeil a little erratic, although I know he's had these big moments. Like, you know, yeah, I know what you said. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah,
I get it, but that's why I'm saying I'd just rather have a big, at least Cedric Mullins. For example, it's just a big league center fielder. Again, is he an elite level center fielder? No, but he's an everyday big league ball player.
He's a pro. He's played in big games. Cedric Mullins, I know that they stink this year. There's a couple of years where Cedric Mullins was going into Fenway, going into the Bronx as an all-star. I'm not a superstar, but a very, very good major league player as one of the main players on the Orioles. So, you know, I don't think he'd shrink in the spotlight of the city or a pennant race for sure. We've been saying Mullins for a while for the Mets.
BT and Sal on the fit, or Buxton would be the better fit.
Just probably better, but you'd have to give up more.
Yeah, all right. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Kevin is calling from Watertown, Connecticut. What's up, Kev?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show. Love to hear you guys every day. Just got an interesting bear story. So I'm a caterer. I do barbecue catering, and I'm often out in the driveway at 2-3 in the morning, putting briskets in the smoker. So we're up here. We get a lot of bear up here. So we're used to them, the black bears. And this is always funny when people tell you, oh, they never bother with you if you don't bother with them. It's true. But, I was, usually bring the wood pile from my smoker out the night before. I forgot this night. So 3 a.m, I'm walking out to the wood pile, which is next to my garbage can. And I'm looking down at my phone. It's 3 a.m, not paying attention to anything. And I look up from the phone. I'm about, you know, I would say 5 feet away from this bear who's just about ready to stand up on my garbage can. So of course I do exactly what BT said. Raise my hands up. I start screaming. I lower my voice. You get away, you big bad bear, blah, blah, blah. The bear literally just stood and looked at me, and he didn't move.
Were you scared at that moment?
He didn't sound like you were too nervous.
I was nervous, right? But and he wasn't standing up yet. If he stood up, I knew I was all done. But yeah. I just slowly backed up because the screaming didn't work. So I slowly backed up to my garage, and I have an air horn on the inside of my garage just for this particular reason. So I just slowly, and he didn't move. He looked at me. I swear he was laughing at me.
Did you make eye contact?
Yeah, we made total.
You're not supposed
right?
to.
When I looked up, I didn't. I it was uncontrollable. I looked up my phone, and he looked up, and we were both looking at each other.
Yeah.
So I
love at first sight.
Slowly back, and I mean slowly backed up to the garage, to the opening of my garage. I grabbed the air horn, blew it 3 times, and it ran away. You know.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's a confrontation, Kevin, that I'm glad you had and I didn't. I don't know what I would do in that spot.
I don't know how you don't get I don't know how you don't get mortified right away.
Freaked out and start to panic?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's just, there's not a tolerance, but there's a, I guess, a familiarity that is less jarring. You know, like, if you grow up amongst the outdoor life, you're probably more inclined to know what to do. You've seen a few, you're less scared. But I don't know how anybody remains completely calm in a situation. I just don't know how anybody does that.
Yeah, now I'm trying to come to the realization that this may actually happen.
Hey, you better get some bear spray and a gun.
Yeah, I guess. Now, it's more likely to see him by the garbage, you would
100%.
Think?
That's why we don't leave our garbage out at night. Garbage comes Tuesdays and, oh, pardon me, Mondays and Thursdays. And I remember when we first moved there, I'm like, oh, I'll get ahead of it and I'll roll it out the night before.
Yeah.
Chen's like, I don't know. They said that the bears could come. I'm like, bears? What do you mean the bears could come? So I'm like, not that they have, but I learned. I'm like, no, you put it out in the morning because they will come.
If you leave it in the garage, then it smells.
No, no. I mean, that's why it comes Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, you have the, you know, we're pretty diligent. No, it really does. I know what you mean. Now, during the hot, hot, hot months, is it the best smell? But it's, I mean, that's absolutely disgusting to think about. But it's not, it's really not very noticeable.
I got lids on them, but I leave them outside the garage door.
Well, you're asking for,
all right, but I guess
the bear to show up.
But I guess the question would be if I'm out there late at night.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes I do get freaked out going to take the garbage out late.
Yeah, look over my shoulders now.
Yeah, I don't know if I hear like bats. Are there bats out there in the trees?
Yeah, there. I have not seen many bats, but yeah. I think up there there's some bats. There's definitely foxes. There's definitely bears.
I'm gonna. I'll just take the garbage out the next day. All right.